Hey y'all, I am here back finally. It's been a long break, what about like maybe 2 months, 2-3 months? But I am here with my neighbor friend. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Siobhan. I'm 27 from Louisiana and I am a military spouse.
Yes, we got married into these things called military life. We have our kids here too, so you might hear a little snippet of them. But today we wanted to talk about natural disasters and how we survive them. It's a lot that goes into it, I think. I don't know about you, but I think when people think about military life, they think that we live on these grand bases.
Oh, hell no.
And right? And it's beautiful and we never have anything wrong, and then the security is like to the umpteenth power.
No.
And we never have any natural disasters. So like,
just because we're in the military don't mean the world stop.
Thank you. We're not safe all the time.
World keep going. World keep going, and we just gotta roll with the punches.
Right. And it's crazy because there were places that we were stationed at that it was like the hood. Oh, and yeah. I say this all the time.
As my husband jokingly say, all bases are by the hood.
Yes, right out the gate.
MLK be right around the corner from the base.
I'm telling you.
And if it ain't the hood,
it's hood adjacent. It's hood adjacent.
One side, and depending on how big the base is, they're going to have one side that's the real nice side and the other side is going to be
exactly the hood. And I said that. I said, why is it like this? Was it built around the hood so that they can see that, hey, you can go and join the military and live behind these gates? Or is it like, yeah, we keeping them out and not saying?
You probably got to think about it. The way I look at it is like government can acquire the property. If it's the hood, everybody know gentrification.
Right.
If I think about it, probably the property taxes is cheaper.
Way cheaper.
And the government,
they get to run this,
so it's probably cheaper for them to build a big old base there.
Exactly. And they ain't got to worry about school zones, housing zones, people being mad, green grass, none of that.
That's all you
pop that thing right there.
Just pop it right in the hood.
Man, so cheaper. There were times, I'm going to like share a couple stories of mine. There was a time when we lived in northern Texas and it was considered Tornado Alley.
Mm.
I've never experienced no tornado in my whole entire life. Okay, I ain't from there. I don't do them.
Sand in the south.
I mean, I've heard of them, right? Like, because science class. But it was just like, we get here. We left a base that was in the city. We get here. We're in the middle of nowhere. I don't know nobody in Texas, right? And then all of a sudden, you hear these huge sirens. Dude, I was like, what is that noise? And then the light. Where we lived off base, and then the apartment was, you could see literally very, very far down, and because we were on the second floor, and I'll never forget it, there was an antenna that had like the siren light, and then like when the siren would go off, it would trigger that light, and it would just be red flashing. So think about like a scary movie.
That shit is scary.
Right.
First of all, I don't do storms in general from Louisiana. So,
right.
And I'm from New Orleans. So.
Bless
you. I don't do bad weather.
So like, you couldn't go to Florida?
I mean, I probably could, but I still wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, let's go. Like, right. Hurricanes ain't my friend.
Yeah.
But bad weather, my first incident dealing with bad weather alone was we had just got married. We lived in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurricane Sandy was coming.
Oh, no.
And we had just got married, and my husband was in training that didn't allow him to come home.
Oh, my God.
They didn't care that I was there.
By yourself.
And we had no child at the time. We didn't even have no pet. And we lived in the hood.
Oh, God. So they really didn't care about you.
They really didn't care. And Hurricane Sandy came through, and I was like, ooh, what am I going to do?
Right.
So everybody scrambled to try to get me to come back home, especially with the history of hurricanes in our family.
Luckily,
Sandy did not hit North Carolina.
It went right around it.
But by that time, I had already evacuated.
Oh, God, yeah. When I remember Sandy, because I was living in Baltimore, and I will never forget it. I lived in a ground floor apartment. Never again will I ever do that. And I saw my tree pick up out the ground. and just move.
I thought she was like, oh, hell.
I was sitting there, why, mind you, because they closed work. So I was like, bet. It ain't coming over here. Hurricanes don't come to the north.
Fooled
Sandy
everybody.
Was at my door like, hey, girl, what's up? I'm here. Ripped up the trees. And I had, like, where I was at, I was across the street from a grocery store. I went in the grocery store just because, right? Yo, them shelves was naked.
Oh, yeah. Bare. You got a hurricane. Probably why I don't like certain foods that I don't like.
Because
you have to eat them. Going through a hurricane is garbage.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Because hurricanes wasn't a big deal for us until Katrina happened.
Right.
So, I've been through hurricanes.
Right. Tell us about Katrina.
Katrina's garbage.
Yeah, that.
I'm young. If you notice, I'm 27. So I was like 13 when Katrina happened.
Yeah.
So I had lived in New Orleans for 13 years. Right. Went through hurricanes. It wasn't. But time frame. So me and my cousin was just talking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a few months or I don't remember. It had to be like a year.
Yeah.
Because I was in the seventh grade. So Hurricane Ivan had happened.
In Florida.
It had happened before Katrina had came. So we had all evacuated thinking, because they was telling us that, oh, Hurricane Ivan coming, you know, you need to evacuate.
Right.
So my family was like, all right, we're going to evacuate. We went to Shreveport, which is where we end up evacuating for Katrina. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we were just like talking.
Right.
And we were like, me and my cousin was like, oh, you remember we evacuated for Ivan? You know, I should have packed all them. Like, we packed a whole bunch of clothes for Ivan. Mm-hmm. But when Katrina came, we didn't do that.
Jeez.
I packed maybe 2 weeks worth of clothes.
Because you would think.
I thought I was going back home.
Right.
I really thought I was going back home.
Dog.
Did not realize I wasn't, that was going to be the last time I ever lived in New Orleans. I was 13 years old. I was in the eighth grade. All I knew was New Orleans. I thought I was, you know. We, luckily, we evacuated the day before Katrina hit.
Really?
We was on the road, which is normally, Shreveport to New Orleans is normally a 5-hour trip. Mm-hmm. It turned into a day.
Oh, traffic-wise, right?
The traffic.
God.
And they shut the other side, so the interstate to out was open, but the interstate in was not open.
Oh, to control the traffic.
To control the traffic to make sure nobody was coming in.
Dude, that's crazy.
All my family was just like, at first, we don't, like, typical black people. Oh,
it's all right.
It's all right.
We're gonna be all right.
I had bitch Katrina. She ain't gonna do nothing. she ain't gonna do nothing. Like, we jokingly talk about that type of stuff because we so used to it.
Right, right. That's crazy.
But in this case, Katrina came through and if my family, especially my grandmother, didn't evacuate, my grandma probably would be deceased. Her whole house was underwater.
Oh my gosh.
Her whole house was.
Dude, that's crazy.
To the point, a lot of, like, brief intermission.
I'm closing
baby has broke free. Specifically, my child.
House is completely underwater?
Yes, complete. Oh, I'm too far away. Completely. Completely nice. Underwater. Completely.
That's crazy.
My mother, house, we wasn't, my mama didn't own a house back then, so we lived in a duplex.
Oh, okay.
So the person under us house.
Oh, the up down duplex.
Yeah, it was up. Yeah, so our house was actually salvaged.
Yeah.
But we got robbed. So.
Damn, when it rains, it pours,
y'all. Yes, so she got, like, we got robbed. Like, shit, you wouldn't think niggas was stealing. It was stealing. They was. So all
trying times, right?
Yeah, all the food was like, of course, garbage. Because a lot of people don't know, they didn't let us back in until like a month after or two months.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
People were not allowed back in the city till like maybe a month or two after. They had to, you got to think about it, they had to get rid of all the dead bodies in the street.
And that's scary. Who would want to do that job, though?
I think people like the National Guard and stuff did it. I don't know.
Couldn't do it.
But they had to get all the dead bodies, the debris, the people had to go. So a lot of people, I'll probably show you my pictures the next time, you know, I come over. But a lot of houses had the X on it.
I did see those
so
pictures.
So that was to make sure nobody was in the house, how many casualties, was the house even walkable to go in, that type of stuff. So they had to do all them houses. They had to do a whole bunch of stuff.
That's so crazy to me. Like,
So my mama's house was not destroyed, but it definitely it was looted. And they stole the dumbest of shit. I was like real nerdy back then. I had like a quarter collection.
Oh.
They stole, I had like maybe $200 worth of in quarters. Whoa. And they stole it. What the fuck were you gonna go do with a quarter?
Listen, it's gonna call they, some people.
Call somebody, buy some like snacks. Buy something. People were like, I get the looting of the food and stuff.
Right, right.
But in the medicine. But I don't get the looting of stuff. What were you gonna do with a TV? What
they was gonna figure it out somewhere.
I guess
plug it up and make someone run.
They stole like the dumbest of stuff. Like left my Game Boy Advance and stole that. They stole like dumb, like stole like the clothes that we left on. And I get it.
Right, you would need that stuff, but
to this day, me and my husband's joking. Like my mama has not to this day got money from
FEMA?
FEMA or her insurance company.
Are you kidding me?
I will not say the name, but I will refuse to go with that insurance company specifically because they told my mom she had to prove that she lived there, and just sending a utility statement was nothing.
They did the same with Michael. You have to have either a mortgage, the lease,
and she proved the lease, but because the homeowner basically took it from her. So my mom and the downstairs neighbor, and he, remember, he was
right underwater. Are you kidding me?
She never got money to this day.
To this day.
And it's how many years that happened in 2005? Yeah.
Yo, almost 10 years, or well, 5 years. 10? 5, 10, 15. No, I can't count.
I'm gonna say this.
I know 2005.
No,
15 years.
15 years. Yep. We won't tell nobody.
Clearly, you see where I'm at. I'm a mama.
She has a mom. She's a mom, bro.
I don't need to count. I know, just know one and two. Yeah. A boy, a girl, Amaya, Dylan. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, I said we don't get. It's our brains be enough. You know. But anyway. Yeah, it was that long ago, and to this day, she has not gotten money. My grandma has gotten some money from FEMA, but they have like a core engineers type of thing going on. Yeah. And to this day, she's still in a lawsuit with them because you know they blew the levy,
right?
A lot of people don't know.
So I remember somebody saying about the levy being blown, but they were the way they covered it up, it was like, oh, it just broke on its own because it was old, But
they blew it specifically to, I don't know if anybody's ever watched it, but it's a really good documentary. By Spike Lee that you can watch.
Okay, and send that to me.
And it's a really, really good. It'll tell you basically. Name of the title is When the Levy Broke.
Ah, okay. I haven't seen it. I've seen the.
It's a good documentary.
The title of it, yeah.
But they blew the levy specifically to make sure it didn't. The water didn't go into their money makers, the French Quarters.
Yeah, the nice neighborhood.
Yeah, the French Quarters, what gives them their revenue.
Yeah, and that place is disgusting.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Oh my God. And it stinks. Oh my God.
It's all a horse shit.
Oh my goodness. And dead donkeys.
Yeah, and all
every 5 minutes I see a dead donkey.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm like, what in the world?
French Quarters, the
it's
only.
Like piss.
Yeah, because you got to think about
broken dreams.
All you got to think about is all they go down there is drink till they like. Lives can, you know, and they piss all the drunk people, and
so
cow poop. I mean, dog. Yeah. I mean, horse poop because the horses and
you would think they'd have like those little bags underneath the thing.
They
do.
New Orleans. I love my city, and I will rep it to the fullest. But bro, it's garbage.
I think I like the idea of New Orleans.
Yeah, everybody like that. The food. You know, we know our food. We know for drinking.
Right.
Liquor, daiquiris.
I haven't had an opportunity to do the drinking part yet.
Oh, you'll love it.
I'm trying to get there. I'm planning a mama's trip sometime.
The daiquiris are my favorite.
Yeah.
But the hard liquor, stop going down there and get them grenades. They put the cheapest liquor in there, and then you wondering why you pissy drunk. It's one sip. It's all the cheap liquor. That's what they put the cheapest liquor in there.
And I was going to say about the grenades. Because I was like, everybody drinks something.
Now you're going to be drinking your ass into a stupor. And then be like, why am I so wasted? You'd be crying about stuff that happened when you were a teenager. Right. Because you drunk that them grenades are deadly, man. And people love them.
Yeah, but I see every time.
Because it's so popular. But when I take people home, I don't really... I take them to get their little fix of the French Quarter, but I take them to the places that I grew up on.
Oh, yeah.
I take them to all the hood food spots.
My favorite.
With crawfish, po' boys. Of course, you got to take them to Cafe Du Monde, but I never go to the one in the French Quarter. This is packed. But take people like that to get the experience.
And that's... Okay, so my husband went to Cafe Du Monde with his team. And he was like, it was all right. My husband is a buzzkill when it comes to food.
Is he that type of person where he'd be like, all right. It's all right, I could do better?
Yes.
My husband the same way.
It's okay. It's just. And I'm like, dude, I wanted to experience this and love it and blah, blah, blah. We went to New Orleans when we moved from Texas to Florida, and we had hot dogs at That Dog.
Yeah, my sister loved That Dog.
That place was good. Her school, a crawfish dog.
Her school is right by...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Loyola. I don't know if I
said that. You can say that.
Yeah.
So, we went there and got right back on the highway and left. And I was just like... It's really pretty. And it sucks that Katrina had to do so much damage for folks to actually realize the racial disparities.
Yes, the racial disparities is horrible there.
So I got a tattoo out in New Orleans. I'm not gonna say the name, but very, very awesome tattoo place. If you need a tattoo, hit me up. I'll get you connected. And where her shop is like the street is here, and then like there's a row of homes, and then French Quarter's right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at who's walking up and down the street, they don't look like they're from New Orleans. They look like they're from somewhere uppity, rich, white.
So, you gotta think about it. Is that city, that part of town used to be full of black people. And then it became...
Oh, I'm sure.
Gentrification, I had to do it on class.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is one of the top cities that has suffered from gentrification.
Really?
It's high. The levels is like 90% of gentrification that has been taken over. So... I personally won't ever go to this restaurant, but it's a restaurant that used to be, it was a hood spot.
Uh-huh.
They came in and bought it and turned it into this fancy,
like the hipster.
Yeah, it's that type of place now. And I won't ever go there because it used to be the hood.
Right.
And now a lot of those places are slowly turning into other things.
That's how it is in Baltimore too.
New Orleans is suffering greatly.
That's
from
crazy.
Gentrification.
That's so crazy. And like you would think, because everybody flocks there, and then they have the Essence Fest. You know, like you would think it's celebrate black though. Like I would assume that you celebrate black so much that more blacks would come.
A lot of them getting up out there. The money ain't great no more. It's high.
Yo.
My grandpa is struggling just to find a 2-bedroom house.
Are you serious?
His last 2 bedroom house was like $1,600-$1,700. That's the prices.
Huh?
Yes.
Of what?
And they are in hood places. Because economically, yeah. New Orleans is making the revenue, but they're making the revenue so they feel like they could charge these certain prices.
Same thing with Florida. The Panhandle and Destin area.
What's wrong?
Did she take your cracker? Yeah, she took it from you. Maya, I'll get you another one.
Yeah.
You ain't got to steal food, baby. My daughter's like Aladdin. She was be stealing snacks. Huh. So, yeah, I feel really bad when it comes down to how much people have lost. Because I have a really good friend, and I'm sure I told you, but one of my better friends from back home in Connecticut. He's from Shreveport.
Shreveport?
Yeah.
That's my other home.
Right. And he was displaced from Katrina. And then they moved a lot of people up in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the little, like, ghetto area, though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, when we got to Shreveport, love Shreveport, I will rep it. My husband's from there.
Yeah.
Love it. But they had... And you gotta think, a lot of those New Orleans people went in there like, oh, I'm not, like, mm-hmm. So I get the negative feelings people probably felt about New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I moved to Shreveport, I lived in the hood.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where they placed everybody. It was in the hood. No, man.
I don't know. Technically, we kind of placed ourselves over there because another family member was living there.
Oh, so you at least knew somebody.
So,
then.
Yeah. So, we lived. I mean, yeah, a lot of people were placed in the hood. But a lot of people was placed all over. Like, I had an uncle. We didn't even know what happened to him.
Really?
I thought he was in Las Vegas.
Huh?
They were taking buses. They were asking people, where do you have family? He didn't know where we was.
Oh.
So the next family they knew, they put him on a bus.
Vegas.
Was in Vegas. So they put him on a bus, sent them to Vegas.
That's crazy.
Other
That's
family.
I don't know. You would think with natural disasters, they'll have a better plan as to how to get families together,
they
execute
don't,
it.
I think New Orleans tried to do it now after the Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't live down there anymore.
Yeah, but still, you would think. Like, New Orleans had hurricanes a long time before Katrina.
Way long time before Katrina. But Katrina was kind of the one that, as my mama said, if another one come through there, the city probably gonna be done for. New Orleans is a fishbowl.
Yeah.
So it can, it when it rains, as people see on social media, it floods out there.
Same thing with Houston. I don't know how they got these cities like this, but when we were driving here from Florida, and my mom was like, oh, girl, you got to be careful. Those floods in Houston. I was like, girl, we're not even going through Houston.
Yeah, you don't go through Houston.
Well, my GPS was taking my black ass through Houston.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I don't know. I was using the wrong GPS. So we, leaving New Orleans, because I was fixated on getting my tattoo. My husband was just like, all right, whatever. You do what you got
to
do.
Oh, that's because you did go through New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to drive through.
I-10 and then go straight across.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, whatever. So we're getting there, and I'm already a bad driver at night, right?
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I can't see that well. I feel like the road does whatever it feels like, and my eyes are like, yeah, sure, whatever. So we're driving, and I keep seeing these highway signs saying I-10 closed, I-10 closed, and use exit 4, use exit 7, whatever. And I was just like, all right, whatever, and my GPS is telling me to get off. But I'm like, I'm not listening to you. Because you're just a GPS, I'm going to listen to whatever the highway signs say.
Yeah.
Because it's the highway. Duh. So as I'm driving, it's getting later and later and later. And then the rain is coming and the rain is coming and the rain is coming. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. It's rain. Let me just drive with precaution. I got the kids and the dog in the car. Whatever. We make it to the Shreveport exit.
Y'all went up instead of going across.
Straight across because it was closed.
Yeah.
Everything was closed. So we had to get off and veer. So we got to the Shreveport exit. It might have been like exit like 8, 9, or 7, whatever.
Y'all got off in the hood.
Yeah.
Shreveport, when you first get in there, it's like, depending on where you get, especially by the airport, it's the hood.
So
I used to live over there, so I know.
Woo, honey.
You'll be like, what? You'll be like.
So when we're driving, and my GPS is now rerouting me, so we get off the exit. Mind you, Andrew and I split up because he's driving the big old moving truck.
Yeah, U-Haul.
So,
the moving truck.
The big old moving truck, and it could only go 55 miles an hour. I tried.
No, you can't. You can't get, and the moving trucks, they don't go
the
over a certain.
Foot, his foot was to the floor, girl.
You can't.
And it was just like.
I don't know why they'd be like, you get a ticket in it. You can't go, but only so much in it.
So we're leaving Florida. And I was like, all right, let me try to, go with you or whatever. Nah, it didn't work out too well. So I dipped out and I was like, all right, well, I'll meet you wherever I gotta meet you. So he's somewhere down the road. I'm with the kids. It's getting dark. And I was like, all right, well, where are we gonna meet? Meet me at exit, blah, blah, blah. I get off. My GPS puts me right back on the highway. But because the highway is closed at a certain point, I had to make basically a U-turn and drive back east.
Mm-hmm.
And then get off. It had me get off like Louisiana coast and drive along the beach.
I ain't never been that
dog. When I tell you how scared I was, because I couldn't see nothing.
I ain't never been that.
No, there was nothing but like fisher boats. There was nothing like those plants was there. I saw one town. Like, I drove through one town. Everything
you
was
like
black.
In the lower Louisiana?
Yo, when I tell you, Gulf of Mexico right here, I'm here.
I ain't never been that close to the Gulf.
And I'm thinking, so why would it take me this way? And I'm still not putting two and two together. I finally seen the Welcome to Texas sign. And I'm going over this huge bridge. So I have like acute anxiety when it comes to water and cars and bridges and with my kids.
Yeah.
I can do it by myself. I shoot right over. But in my brain, I have this unrealistic view like, oh snap, what if a hard wind comes and I lose control and we all in the water?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I think about stuff like that.
Right. So that, it started.
I'm guilty for doing it.
I'm like, oh, okay, let me calm down. So my son is the biggest road dog ever. He stayed up with me until we made it to Texas.
Oh, he's so good.
It was like 2 a.m. That boy had the tablet. It was charging. He was just, are we here yet, Mom? And I was like, no, we're good. So he kind of calmed me down because I knew if I started like kirking out, then it would be crazy. So we get into Beaumont. And that's when I had a panic attack, but I still was driving. So we're driving in Beaumont, and I start seeing cars just randomly on the side of the road. Some of them are, like, tipped over. No. Some of the nose is in the ground. Some of them, you know, and I was just like, yo, it's ghetto as hell over here. They just be leaving their cars. Oh, my God. Still not putting it. So then I'm like, dude, what is going on? And I start seeing, like, boarded up windows. And I'm like, okay. And then on my left-hand side is the federal prison, is the state prison, and the juvenile detention. And they all got their little, like, flags hanging out the windows. Yeah,
telling people to come get them. Right. Because you got them. They don't have air.
They don't got air. And it was hot. Yeah. It was, like, 90 degrees.
Hot as hell.
So I'm like, okay, what the fuck? So then I'm driving. And, girl, when I tell you, I happened to just follow the same car. So clearly that we were going to the same place. So I'm following the same car. And we turn off, like our GPS says to, and it goes, like, down a country road. Water is spitting out. So they slam on their brakes, and I, thank God I'm paying attention, I slam on my brakes, and I backed up, and I was like, okay. Like, at first, we both sat there, like, what are we about to do?
What are we going
to
do?
Because, what are we going to do? So we sat there for a minute, and then I backed up, and I was like, okay, well, you know, my car is bigger. And then something told me, Liz, don't drive through no water. You don't know how deep that water is. Yeah, don't drive through no water.
You pluck your car. You get water damage. I tell you, it happens.
And I was just like, okay.
But did you have the car you got now?
Yeah, I got the truck.
You would have been able to get through it.
But
you
have,
you had, then, a lot of people don't know, once you drive through big puddles like that, you got to flush your brakes out. You got to sit there and push on your brakes and push on your brakes to make sure you get the water and stuff.
I would have never known that. We would have been capsized. Like, I don't know.
Growing up in New Orleans. Right. Floods when it rains, man.
No.
It could be drizzling. Pile of water.
That's
outside.
Crazy.
It's the way the city was made. And then Shreveport floods, but it takes, like, a lot of rain. Like, it got to take a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're not talking to you. We're not talking
to you. In Beaumont, it was dark, one. I can't see. It's raining. The water's flooding into the ground. And I'm like, all right. I see the highway there. So I'm like, bet. I'm going to just go back. Because I got a good sense of direction. Let me just go back. Skirt, get on the highway and go. And then that didn't happen. Oh, I can't get you up, girl. That didn't happen. And then I had to end up calling the police. Because I'm like, oh, I don't know how to get out of here. So I called the police. And she was like, oh, just go this way. Go that way. All the streets are flooded. Then big old semis, the trucker that hopped out and the water was up to his waist.
Yeah.
And I know he wasn't no midget. Yeah. So I'm sitting there like, yo, is crazy.
What am I going to do?
Right. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh God. And then no matter where you went, water was in the street. And then they had like a closed sign or...
How did y'all get out of it?
I had to sleep in a parking garage. The highest parking garage the only parking garage they had was a hospital parking garage. Mm. So me and the kids drove up there and we fell asleep.
Dang, that's crazy.
I literally was like, well, what if everything washes away? Like, because then you start thinking about the last flood.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking about Katrina. Then you start thinking Michael.
Your anxiety started.
Exactly.
Every possible worst thing came into your head.
Dude. And I'm just like, oh my God. So by the time we got to the parking garage, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't find Andrew. I don't know where he's at.
Dang, then you wasn't with your husband. So that make it your nerves bad.
Oh, my God.
I can't find my husband. Thank what you. If something happened to my husband? What if my husband dropped?
Thank you.
Anxiety be tested.
Yo, when I tell you anxiety was killing me that day, and this one didn't want to go to sleep because, you know, the lights would kick on no, every time. Exactly. So now when we actually finally, like, rested, I looked out and I saw water all over the hospital, like the ground at a mm-hmm. hospital, and I was like, yo, this is it. Like, I'm not making it. This is
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't pull on meltdown.
I was like, this
Mama,
is...
I love you.
Right? I was like, so, yeah, I'm not going home. Uh-huh. And I remember sending out a text message. I'm like, hey, we straight. I can't find Andrew. I'll let y'all know when I find him, blah, blah, blah.
Family fellas.
Yo, here go my mama. My mama crying. She crying. She calls my grandma. My grandma's in Atlanta at the time. She called my grandma. She said, I don't know what to do. I don't know. So then.
They be feeling so helpless.
Yeah,
because
what can you do, though? Like,
especially, yeah. Because when I tell you my story, when California. When I was pregnant. So all
that's
my
right.
family. Fire.
So what was that like? Because we clearly we all survived our stuff. But.
I was so what? I was like. How many months pregnant was I? I was like, they had to be like 6 months.
Six months
pregnant.
Too big to be running
out of fire. Yeah, I was like 6 months pregnant. March, April, May, June, July, August. I got mama brain. So March, April, May, June, July. I was like 5-6 months pregnant.
Wow. But it's just like the fires. I don't understand how it happens. Like, does someone flick a cigarette and then boof?
You gotta think about it. Don't get rain out there.
Oh,
like,
true. It's
like
the desert.
It's like the desert. So, and then you gotta think about on the military bases. All of them folks, all they do is flick.
Oh,
so, I was on base in California, Southern California.
Yeah.
So we were in Southern California and I was like 5-6 months pregnant. I never forget, it was my grandma's birthday, so it's July 6th.
Right.
And I remember we were going to cancel our lease because we were getting ready to PCS out here
mm-hmm.
to Texas.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, it's hot. And
I didn't even think about the heat.
It was hot already. And I was like, ooh, it's hot. And I'm like, oh my gracious. Like,
the whole world's on fire.
I'm like, what the heck? Yeah. They had a fire right by the house.
By the house?
By the house on base. Because that base is so big, it's huge.
Right.
And fire just
took over.
It was a little fire, and it was like, we're gonna contain it. But then it had another fire that sparked. And so
that's so scary because you can't even try to control
it. I could literally feel the heat from the fire because that's how close it was to the house. Because we went to go cancel the. It wasn't that close to my house, but it was closer to the community center on base
where
you know you go cancel your lease and all that blah blah blah. So we went to go cancel the lease and they was like, oh, we gonna try to contain it, blah 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 blah.
Not put it out. I'm gonna try to contain it. Put that bitch out.
It's hard for them to it's hard for them to put their stuff out. I ain't gonna lie.
I know I've seen like the helicopter dropping the sand.
I think I don't know what it is. I've seen them drop it. I don't even be knowing, but I know at the time it was all the base firefighters out there at the time trying to get it out. And people, you know, military themselves trying to put it out.
Uh-huh.
And so they contained that area, but we was at Walmart. I was pregnant and my pet was at home. I have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
He was at home. And the next thing I know is they telling people on the community center's page, we got to evacuate.
So that brings me to a good topic because it kills me. For my non-military folks, I appreciate y'all. I promise I do, but you guys get on my nerves. Every time there's a natural disaster, hurricane, snowstorm or whatever, it's just, everyone's like, well, why can't you just leave?
Because we can't.
I can't just leave. One, if my husband doesn't get the mandatory evacuation
If they don't get told they can evacuate,
we can't go.
Then we can't, they can't go. And then, so you like.
We stuck.
What am I gonna do?
Exactly. So I'm sitting here prepping. So like Michael was one of the biggest. Ones that we had, and my husband always told me, if the planes have to evacuate, we're about to evacuate.
Mm.
Them planes was gone. We ain't getting no notice. We ain't got not one notice.
And my husband's medical, so you know he ain't really.
And then that's the other thing. They need him. So if he's medical and you got to evacuate, you gone without him.
I have to leave. I have to go without him.
That's crazy.
He's the first one they going to call.
That is so crazy to me. And people don't realize, like, that takes a toll on your whole family. Because what you finna do?
You be looking like, what am I doing? And you sitting there crying because you want your husband. And right. then I was pregnant. So my hormones was through the roof. So right. when they gave us notice that they were evacuating, when they gave us notice that we were evacuating, they was just like, you can't go back to your house. Wait, what? I can't go back to my house.
What do you mean I can't go back to my house?
We were not allowed to go back to the house.
That's crazy to me. Like, it's just, I don't know. Call me stupid, call me whatever you want to call me. It's just, when you have something this crazy, going on, and especially first-time military, like first-generation military, or
yeah, 'cause we are.
Young military folks, granted, I mean, I'm 29. I ain't that young, but I ain't that old. But it's still like, this is shit you've never experienced.
I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
Thank you. Hurricane. I don't know what to
do. Talk to some upper level. I don't talk to them.
Thank you, because they'd be the first one. Well, I can't talk to you because.
Yeah, that's
you know,
another.
My husband's ranking.
Yeah, and I said, ooh. That's a whole
nother.
I could go hours for
that's
that.
That's a whole nother topic,
right? That's a whole nother topic. I could go for hours on that one. But you really, like, I was sitting in Walmart walking around. Pregnant, and they was just like, we're evacuating people. And so when we get, so we driving home because we like, we gotta go get our valuables. Mm-hmm. A fire. I'm like, a fire, and then my cat is at home.
Oh God.
So we leave Walmart, and we had groceries in the car because we was gonna cook.
Right.
So we like, what we gonna do with these groceries? What we gonna do? We get to the street to turn on the street, and the MP's sitting there, and they like, we not letting nobody back here.
I got a whole house and so a I'm, cat.
So
and
I'm starting to. Freak out right. and my hormones ain't no. My cat was like my first child. Uh-huh. You know, my husband be like, no, it's not. No, it's okay.
That was
but I was like, I gotta get my cat. I gotta get Gumbo. I gotta get Gumbo. And they like, man, we not letting nobody back there. So I'm freaking out. So they telling everybody to go to the whatever center and just get like wait from word from there.
So your whole shit could have been burnt down, and you just sitting there waiting.
Finally, they let folks, my husband, we go to wherever they tell us to go meet. They telling, like, they basically telling people we gonna either have to sit there all night. I'm not sitting here in no dang on gymnasium, right. Big and pregnant. Is you out of your
all
mind?
All night, yeah, no.
So no. They like, so my husband, by this time I'm freaking out, and my husband like, okay, we're gonna try again.
We go try again.
We get in, and all I'm thinking, I got my baby stuff there because I'm pregnant. Also,
right? So and
like,
you're getting
all this stuff people send into the house because she's the first grandchild and she the first baby for my family, uh-huh. not my husband's, but for my family. So everybody's sending us stuff. So I'm like, I gotta get my medical records. Mm-hmm. I gotta get me and my husband birth certificate, marriage license. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about that type of stuff. I really didn't really care about. I thought about my baby, my cat, and stuff that I knew for a fact I couldn't get replaced.
Right.
Wedding pictures.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can replace wedding pictures, but that was gifted to us.
Right. But still, it's just one of those, like, you don't know what you need until you need it. And that shit is crazy. It's just like. Like, we were like, oh, should I grab the firebox?
Should I grab this?
What do I grab?
My husband, of course, he gonna always grab his game. That's his go-to. So I'm gonna let him grab his game, man. You know, it is what it is.
Oh my goodness.
Because, you know, military do pick up bad habits. They have some that smoke, some that do other stuff.
I'd rather you play the game
and play the game all day long to your heart content.
Yeah.
Because I know you sitting at the house and you sitting in front of me.
Exactly. You may be ignoring me, but you're sitting.
But you're playing the game. I can't pause it, but nonetheless, it's another story. But so I'm sitting there, we grabbing stuff. I'm grabbing some of, like, I get the cat first thing, put him in his bag. We on the phone with our company, and they sit
like an insurance company?
Yeah, an insurance company. So. They put us in a hotel for a night. It depends on how long we were going to be evacuated. At the time, they told us
At the time, they was like, we don't know when y'all gonna be allowed to be back in. But the insurance company was like, we'll pay for however long y'all need to be in.
Right, okay.
But at that time, we just stayed for the night because the next day they contained the fire and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I remember being big and pregnant, hot.
Literally hot.
I was hot already. And hot because it's
fire. Right.
Everybody know California don't have the most, it's a drier heat out there.
Right. I love California for it and the lack of bugs.
I do like the fact that around this time I ain't got to worry about long sleeve shirts. Maybe at night you put a long sleeve shirt on. Oh, a little jacket.
Be cute, yeah.
Because it gets a little windy at night. Uh-huh. But yeah, this is a different type of cold out here.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like no one really thinks about the things that we grow through. Like, I had this one supervisor. I loved her to death. She, military, they were high school sweethearts. He was 18, getting in. She just turned 18. They moved. They start having kids. They moved to Oklahoma. And them tornadoes. But mind you, her husband deploys all the time. Mm. She had never experienced a tornado before because she's from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. They don't know what that is.
She said she had them babies in the bathtub because someone said something about a bathtub.
You're supposed to put them in a... So, my family just recently... The tornadoes that went through Dallas. Cousins,
oh, yeah.
Their apartment complex was destroyed.
Oh, my gosh.
They had never been through no tornado, even though they come through Shreveport and stuff.
Right.
But...
No. Like, who would... I don't... No, ma'am. So my daughter is into this biting situation.
But
only me. She only bites me.
When she nursing too?
Yeah. She would tear me up. I can't do it. Yeah. I'm blowing out these dang old fans.
I might say, I know you're stronger.
I can't do
it. She don't do that much, no, but like, she'll be like, hey, bro, how about bite your nipples?
Right.
How would you feel?
Right. And she just does it and laughs and thinks it's the funniest thing. But I really do appreciate you coming here and talking about your journeys with good old Mother Nature.
Well, thank you for inviting me, you know.
It's just, I don't know. Like my family, they're always like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Or mark yourself safe and things like that. But a lot of people don't understand it.
And then you got to think about, not only is it affecting us, it's affecting our loved ones because they feel helpless.
Right.
They don't have, so when that fire happened, they had no clue.
Yo.
Louisiana from California is not a hop, skip, and a jump.
Right.
She couldn't get in the car and come get me.
Right.
And everybody like, well, what are y'all going to do? Y'all need to get out. I'm like, I don't know.
If it was that easy, it would be that easy. Like, we can't leave unless they tell us to leave.
Yeah, and I was like, mama, they're not letting him go. But then when they realized the fire, because then you got to think about it. The part of base, that's a huge base. So the part of base that he, our house was at, the job ain't affected by it, so
right, he could still go to work.
Yeah, so they were like, well, but then crazy part, it happened towards the weekend, so they was kind of like, well, you know, they was really understanding, well, get you and your wife out,
right,
take care of your wife, and that's
see what's up.
They were really nice about it, but
right, I'm just happy to experience because I at least now know what to do in a tornado, a hurricane. And, I mean, growing up in the North, we know about blizzards.
Hell, low-key, I still don't think I know what to do because your first inclination is to
freak out.
Because you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't got family like that here.
Right.
I don't know what to do. Like, and then you got to think about it. When you move somewhere new, you don't really know people like that.
Exactly. And I think that's one of my main focuses. Like, even when it comes time to putting your kid in school. I had to ask you, hey, is it okay if I
need...
No.
Because they'd be like, who?
We need 3 emergency contacts.
I don't know that many people.
I got here 2 days ago.
I don't know nobody. I can give you the grocery store. They probably know me better than...
Target and Walmart.
Don't nobody know me out here.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, well, I can't say that I trust everybody, so who would I even...
Yeah.
It's a
mess.
That's
another story.
That's a whole... Yeah.
You can go for a couple of episodes.
Right. We might have to plan another one.
Just on certain random topics.
Oh, gosh. Like, who would... Come on now. And people, it kills me, especially when you look for a job.
Oh, yeah.
But anywho, we appreciate you listening to our crazy stories. And we will be back next week, maybe. I'm not too sure, depending on how this unpacking goes. But yeah, definitely appreciate you guys listening and tuning in. All right, till next time. See y'all.